everyone, CJ Lang here for the fantasyauthority.com. I'm here to give you your 2021 NFL draft player profile on Tylan Wallace. Let's go. Tylan Wallace came to Oklahoma State as a four-star prospect out of Fort Worth, Texas. He was the 17th ranked wide receiver in the nation and an All-American. So his measurables at the 2021 Reese Senior Bowl, Wallace measured in at 5 feet 11 inches, 193 pounds. He has some really big hands, which were measured at 9.5 inches, and he was just clocked at the Exos training camp running a 4.39 40-yard dash. He may not be the tallest wide receiver, but he plays really big and he plays really strong. He primarily lined up outside for Oklahoma State, but his senior season, he really started working from the slot a little bit more often. So if we look at his college production, his freshman year in Stillwater was more of an adjustment period as he only had 7 total catches. But his sophomore year in 2018 is when he blew up. He went for 86 catches, 1,491 yards, and 12 touchdowns. He led the Big 12 in receiving yards. He also had the second most receiving yards in the nation in 2018 and was a first-team All-American. Now, he had an ACL tear, which limited his playing time to only 9 games in his junior season. But he still came back. He caught 53 balls for 903 yards, even with that. In this past COVID-19 shortened 2020 year, Wallace led the Big 12 in receiving yards for 922 and was second in the conference in receptions. Now, according to PFF, he grades out overall as the 6th best wide receiver coming out. And since 2018, he has the second most receptions of over 15 yards. And he has the most contested catches in the nation. So some of Tylan Wallace's strengths, he may not be the tallest like I had mentioned, but when you play as big as he does, it does not matter. He has solid acceleration as noted by his 4.39 40. Wallace plays through defenders. He doesn't play around them. He knows that he is not a burner, and he plays accordingly by running solid routes and uses his body to shield those defenders, as is noted by his insanely high contested catch total. Now, with that quick burst that he has, the strong body control, the tough running style, he will not fear running slants in the NFL, especially against those really big NFL linebackers and safeties. So some of Tylan Wallace's weaknesses. The area that Wallace truly needs to get better at is when he's creating separation. You know, one would think with somebody with sub 4.4 speed would not have that issue, but he's consistently been pushed into press coverage and has issues at times getting off of the defender. Now, maybe that's why he's become so great at contested catches, because he cannot shake them off. NFL cornerbacks, though, should present him a lot more challenges than the ones in the Big 12. But if he's playing against a zone coverage, then he should absolutely eat. Now, when it comes to some of the NFL draft possibilities, in mock drafts, honestly, he's all over the place. I've seen him as high as a second-round pick and sometimes down in the 5th and 6th round. So in my opinion, he is a day 2 pick, no question. I also think that depending on the landing spot, that he could see some significant playing time to start his career. With teams that require a wide receiver, I could see Wallace fitting easily in with the Bengals, Dolphins, or a team like the Packers. Now, I'm not going to mock him to the Eagles like every talking head out there is, but a dream location for me or Wallace would be Kansas City. Sammy Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, and Byron Pringle are all free agents in 2021. With the speed and field stretching ability that Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman bring, Wallace could fit in perfectly as that tough possession receiver. Now, making comps in the offseason, I love it. I know there are some people out there that absolutely hate it, but it's fun to think of what kind of player your prospect could turn into. They usually are not that close, but I am throwing one out there to give you an overall sense of how I see Wallace's play style, his size, and his physicality. He reminds me of Steeler legend Hines Ward, who could catch, block, and run through anyone. So enjoy that visual, and do not forget to let me know how off I am on that in about 3 to 4 years. So appreciate you checking out my Tylan Wallace rookie profile here on the Fantasy Authority. Like I said, please like and subscribe our YouTube channel, as we have tons of content coming out over this offseason. So I appreciate it. Have a good day.